And he came here when he was...
He came here very small, 16 years old.
Now, you talk about the fireplace. Did you ever have to clean out the...
No, we never did. Didn't have to. Well, we had to clean them out, but I mean, you didn't clean them out too often. You know, they put a bunch of rags on a pole and just go up and down where they take the soot out of it, you see?
Yeah.
Keep it from backing up on you.
And daily, of course, you'd have to clean out them.
Well, you clean out the part of the fireplace, but you didn't clean out the chimney part of it, you see? About once a month, or maybe in the summer months when you didn't use your fireplace, you clean it out for the coming year, you know, for the winter. And we did that too. We did that ourselves. Yes. Couldn't afford to hire nobody because you didn't have no money to hire nobody with.
Well, when you started the fireplace, when you started the wood and firing the fireplace, would you have rich wood that you would start
with? Well, we used oak wood, cypress wood, cypress to start it with, and oak to burn it, it burning, yeah. You know. Because oak was a tough wood, you know. I mean, oak is a hard wood.
Yeah.
And cypress was a light wood, and it burned fast.
I see.
And we used to start it off with cypress, and then days you could buy a lot of cypress, you know.
Uh-huh.
Now
you can't find it.
Well, it's pretty expensive if you did find it, you know. You find it on old homes. They had some not too far down the street when they tore down that building. They had some beautiful pieces of cypress in it. But that building might have been there 40, 50 years, you see.
Yeah.
And down on the corner over here, they just tore another building down. They had some beautiful, beautiful 2x6s and stuff like that made out of cypress. Well, all the old homes was made out of cypress because it was good wood and it was a hard wood, but it was a light wood, you see.
Yeah. Okay, and when you started with that light cypress, and then you got it.
Bill of flame.
Say, before you went to bed at night, you put on...
Oh, you put enough wood to keep you warm all night long, keep the house warm all night long. No one slept by the fireplace, but the house would be warm when you go to sleep. The next morning, maybe you didn't have nothing but the coals left, so you put more wood on it if it was cold, you know, if the weather was cold. I still don't believe we had cold weather like we're having now. I don't mean it, unless we just more spoiled now from air conditioning and heating units and everything else. But we never did. As a child, I never did really get cold like I get right now. Because
yeah.
When you walk outside now and the degrees, temperature is 32 degrees, you freeze. But when we used to have 32 degrees, well, we were just normal people. Because we wasn't used to the things that we have today.
The things that you put the wood on at the fire?
We didn't have that. Papa made his out of bricks.
Made the
stand for the wood out of bricks.
Yeah.
See, now they have those two arms things that you put your wood on and you build your fire on it and the flame come up. And that's fancy stuff. We didn't have no fancy stuff.
Yeah. Okay, but up over the chimney you might have a wood.
Well, we had a mantelpiece over the chimney. But we heated, we had, Mama kept her knickknacks and different things on the mantel, you see.
Yeah. Now, about things in the house, what might you have that maybe had drawers in it that you...
Well, we had a sewing machine.
Mama
did on sewing, you know, for different little socks and underclothes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And really didn't have too much furniture in them days because we couldn't afford it. But we had a sewing machine. I remember we had a single sewing machine. And she used it a whole lot. To do for herself and for her children, you know.
What would you sit in?
Well, we had chairs, but not chairs like we have today. We had chairs with four legs and a back. That's all. Just four legs and a back.
Now, something nowadays that people might sit in, those big long things.
Yeah, they've got comfortable chairs today with armrests on them, and you sit at the table to eat, and you rest your arms, and while the food is being served, and, you know.
All that sort of thing.
Yeah.